Let us open to a song I heard Brother Paul playing a few minutes ago. 443 in our hymn books, 443. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. 443. Glory to his name. Those who'd like to stand with me as we sing, feel free to do that.
He pardoned my transgressions. He sanctified my soul. He honors my confessions. Since by his blood I'm whole. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. He keeps me every moment by trusting in his grace. 'Tis through his blessed atonement that I may see his face. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. He brings me through affliction. He leaves me not alone. He's with me in temptation. He keeps me for his own. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory, glory to his name. He prospers and protects me. His blessings ever flow. He fills me with his glory. He makes me white as snow. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name.
We're singing the fifth verse of number 443 in our hymn books. 443, the fifth verse.
He keeps me firm and faithful. His love I do enjoy. For this I shall be grateful and live in his employ. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory, glory to his name. There's not a single blessing which we receive on earth that does not come from heaven, the source of our new. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name.
Chorus once more.
It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done.
Let us pray praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, hallelujah. 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 Oh, we praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord, it is truly wonderful. You are wonderful. We praise you, Lord, for you are wonderful. We praise you for your wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's also turn to number 422 and sing together, Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? 422. When we get to the third verse, we can take our seats.
Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be his helper? Other lights will bring. Who will lead the world's side? Who
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that we can come together to worship you. And we come in the name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you that he loved us and gave himself for us. And we thank you that he invites us and we can come, Lord. We can come knowing that you are right here and we can offer ourselves to you and give you the worship of our hearts tonight. So we thank you, Lord, for these moments that we can be together in your presence to worship you. Hallelujah. We want to praise you and thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us. We thank you for the beautiful day that you gave us. We thank you that we could enjoy the outdoors and enjoy your presence and just have a great time today. But Lord, we thank you for this evening too, that before we turn in for the night, we can just turn our hearts to you and we can think about your goodness and your love and your mercy and your holiness and your kindness and your salvation. And we can look into your word and we just thank you that we know that you want to speak to our hearts tonight. Hallelujah. So we just open those hearts to you now. Holy Spirit, help us to open our hearts to you. Give us ears to hear what you want to say to us. Give us eyes, Lord, the eyes of our hearts, the spiritual eyes of our hearts, to see the Lord. Oh, Lord, and also we thank you that God's heart is open to us. And so we want to open our hearts wide to you too, Lord. And thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I'm so thankful tonight to welcome the campers from the Village and Natick and Nonantum here into the Watch Rock Lodge, into our meeting. And all the counselors that have come along with them. I'm not going to have the privilege to be with you on Sunday in your meeting down at the Village. And that's one reason that I'm really glad that I can be together with you here tonight. Maybe I can hear a little snatch of something that you've been learning, maybe a song or a Bible verse or a sermon by the head counselor. I don't know what's coming, but I would really like to have a little flavor, if you guys don't mind, all right, of what's going on down in the Village, because I'm going to miss that on Sunday morning. We've been praying for you every day, and we believe that you've been having a great time, and that in your meetings you've been hearing from God's Word, and that's such an important thing, that you get God's word into your heart and that you respond to what he has to say to you. So I'm just really happy to be together with you tonight. The other day, I tried to sing a chorus here with my Watch Rock people. And it was my fault. You know, there's no such thing as a bad learner, they say, only a bad teacher. But it really sounded rather lame to me from up here. And it was like this. I was preaching a bit on Jesus' teaching on prayer in Luke 11. And I wanted to sing, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia." Okay? And then there was another verse that I started with, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And afterward, I thought, you know, maybe I shouldn't have started on Do. I think it starts on me. If you've taken any music, maybe you know what that means. You want to start on the third note of the scale rather than the first. And I think I might have been doing it incorrectly and thrown everyone off. And then I had like a chorus, and then I wanted to put the verse part and the chorus and sing them simultaneously. But every time I started singing one, the other one completely died. I don't know, at least from up here. So anyway, Brother Rob is a choir director, and Brother Peter is an outstanding singer. And I know that with their help, and all of you too, because this isn't going to be the first time. I don't mean to put you down. We just probably need to do it again, okay? And I think we're going to make a really good sound tonight. Okay, so we're going to sing "Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God," but if I started on "Seek," I mean to start on "Seek," okay, do, re, mi, okay. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God
and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Boy, that sounds good. Is that all, Brother Peter and Brother Rob? I don't know. I think it's all of you. Very nice. But now, when we try to put that together, how is that going to sound? All right. Let's take half of the room, all right, from Sister Monica, okay, over to there. You're going to sing, Seek Ye First, and we're going to sing, oh, at the same time, okay? Let's try it. And it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now you remember the chorus. It's just coming down from the top of the scale, that do, right? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Okay, coming down step by step. And this time we're going to do the ask, okay? And they're going to do the hallelujah, all right?
Ask as it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find.
Really lovely. Now I'd just like to go through the whole thing. This is how we're going to do it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. And then the chorus, and then ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And after that, the chorus, all right? And this time, you can sing whatever you want if you want to, okay? Brother Bob, that's beautiful. Wow. We're very impressed. Thank you. He's helping us so well. Okay, first verse is seek, all right?
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, 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 and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. And it shall be given unto you. Seek
So I felt as though I did poorly the other morning. Should I feel as though I did well just now? I don't know. I think I have to give you the credit. Thank you. It was a blessing to me. Do you know where those Bible verses are found? How about, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. First, who said that?
Matthew.
Matthew, but he was quoting someone. Okay, sister was answering the first question, where it is found. Matthew 6:33, in the Sermon on the Mount that was given by Jesus. All right, now, the other one is found in more than one place. We looked at it in Luke 11, but it is also found in the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus was speaking about prayer. So you can find it in Matthew also, both Matthew and Luke. Ask and it shall be given, Jesus said. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Well, that's something to praise God for. No wonder we say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 11. I can't remember the number of the verse, but it's also there in Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount. Do you have the verse? Somebody just called it out for me a little meekly. 11:6, is that what it is? Thank you. I can call on Danny Schreck or Jeffrey Schreck. They come from my church. I know they will not disappoint me. But I think we're close enough, right? Okay, good. Let's see, number 10. Number 10 in these hymn books. And I think we'd like to stand as we sing. And on the first two lines, we will drop the hold in the middle of the line, okay? We will observe the one at the end of the line, but not in the middle, all right? Let's stand.
Lord, so
us be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I hope that song inspires you as it does me. Praise the Lord. His kingdom is forever. And we want to pledge allegiance true to our King, the King of kings and Lord of lords, the one who loved us and gave himself for us.